truly the solution lies within the parents or guardians of the children. And this is the problem that we see and that we face, is that most parents today of teenagers did not experience a teenage life with the internet. It's hard to fathom what it's like for a teenager to be on Instagram and Facebook and every other kind of social media platform and deal with what's coming at them. You know, a parent can deal with bullying and help their child because the parent dealt with that. Girlfriend, boyfriend relationships, a parent dealt with that. Driving a car, a parent dealt with that. All these potentially hazardous kind of things. But a parent has not been online when some cute guy reaches out and says, hey, want to be friends? Not knowing that that cute guy isn't a guy. It's a 50-year-old pedophile who's trying to lure your child out. And so what Tyler was referring to is actually absolutely true. You know, we would never let our 13-year-old daughters go bar hopping or clubbing on a Friday night. But how many parents are willing to let the daughter close the door and have open access to the internet? And I can tell you right now that that is probably more dangerous, potentially more dangerous than bar hopping on a Friday night. Because I know that that those numbers I just shared with you, the demand, those sick, twisted people, they are online and they're looking for your kids. And I have parents show me all the time, but look at my daughter's Facebook page. It's wholesome and pure. That's great. That's fine. It's also two clicks away to the abyss, two clicks away from a hellacious experience, potentially. And these pedophiles, these traffickers, these Johns, whatever you want to call them, these predators, they know how to manipulate. They know how to access your kids online. So what parents need to do is educate themselves on these different social media platforms, and they need to monitor their kids. They need to make sure their kids know the dangers to not connect with someone they don't know. That, you know, their kids will brag about how they have 600 friends, you know, on Facebook. They have, you know, 1,000 followers on Instagram. And parents listen to that and cheer them on. And you say, wait a minute. Sorry, you're 15 years old. You maybe have 6 friends if you're lucky, truly. So who are the other, you know, who are the other 994 people following you? Well, I can tell you, they're probably, a lot of them are not friends. Probably a lot of them are serious threats. And this is where we see people get into trafficking situations as youth in our country.